The church gives us this day the gospel reading of the calming of the storm. Jesus exercises the power that belongs only to God, for storms can only be calmed by the Lord of the wind and the rain, the Lord of heaven and earth, the Lord who created the stars and the sky. The gospel is given to us on this Father's Day weekend, and there is a connection. This weekend, when we honor our fathers and thank God for them, our fathers and our foster fathers, or those who act in the place of fathers, we are grateful for them. We are especially grateful to God for the leadership that fathers exercise in their families. In relation to the calming of the storm, it is said that a true leader is a calm, steady presence amidst the chaos. A true leader is a calm, steady presence amidst the chaos. I notice this quality in many of the fathers in this parish. Fathers who are leaders in their families, exercising for their children a strong, steady presence amidst the chaos and turbulence of our day and age, keeping a firm hand on the rudder as family life faces uncharted territory. Their leadership calms and steadies their children, even their children who have launched into the turbulent seas of an increasingly chaotic world. Their leadership resembles and partakes of the fatherhood of God Himself, the God who loves His children and guards them as the apple of His eye, the God who guides and encourages His children, you and me, to take the difficult path, the road less traveled, and to seek the good things that truly endure. For good leaders take people where they would never go on their own. Good leaders take people where they would never go on their own. Does this not describe the leadership that our Lord exercises with His apostles? How He forms fishermen and a tax collector into the evangelizers who will bring the good news even to the ends of the earth? Does this not describe the leadership of so many fathers in our parish who give of themselves so generously, forming their children into law-abiding, morally upright citizens and fruitful members of the church, taking them where they would never go on their own, leading them, God willing, along the path of everlasting life? For the actions of the present have eternal consequences for oneself and for one's family. The Lord calms the storm. He acts decisively and swiftly, once again making the difference in the lives of His apostles, saving them from certain death amidst the tempestuous waves and winds that threaten their very lives. His leadership made all the difference. And so it is with fathers in our parish. Men who choose to lead, they choose to lead rather than considering as inevitable the gravitational pull of our contemporary culture upon their children. It is said that there are three kinds of people in this world: those who watch things happen, those who make things happen, and those who sit back and wonder what happened. A good leader, a good father, makes good things happen in his children's lives. He sets the tone by his own example. He relies upon the wisdom of the Scriptures and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He loves his wife and makes that fact abundantly clear to his children. He steers his children away from what is harmful and toward that which is healthy, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. He gets his family to Mass every Sunday, even when on vacation, calling to mind the father who loaded his kids in the SUV and set out for Florida on a Saturday morning. And with research, he figured out the small town that had the Catholic Church near the hotel where his family was staying that first night. And he got to the evening Mass 15 minutes early, causing him to wonder why the locals were coming in late. A good leader, a good father, never forgets that he teaches, yes, in words, but primarily by example. Thank God this day for your father, living or deceased, through the intercession of Saint Joseph, and by the power of the one who calms storms and leads us where we would never go on our own. May all of our fathers be blessed this day and always.